Good morning. The name of this presentation is called Using Qualitative, Participatory, and Empowerment Methods to Examine the Ability of Women to Overcome Household Food Insecurity. This was a mixed methods research project, but I'm going to report and talk to you today about the qualitative part of this study. I want to thank the Committee on Women's Rights for inviting me to come and talk with you today, and I also want to acknowledge some of my colleagues that were a part of this research project. Dr. Yvette Lopez from the Institute of Public Health at Florida A&M University, and Dr. Sandra Souther, also at the Institute of Health at Florida A&M University. And there are no disclosures. There's nothing to disclose. So we'll talk, I'll do a little bit on the background, talk a little bit about the aim of this study, talk about the methodology, the results, the conclusions, and recommendations at the end. Earlier, we were challenged to have conversations when we go back to our homes with our families, with our community, and what I'm going to report on today is a conversation that we had in a community of women in rural Ghana. So in terms of the learning areas, this is public health and related public policy and related research, and also social and behavioral sciences. The learning objectives: by the end of this talk, you should be able to describe the utilization of qualitative methods to examine how women cope with household food insecurity. And also, we should be able to demonstrate a method to structure a quantitative tool that engages the voices and participation of women as leaders in public health. So this particular study took place in sub-Saharan Africa. All of this area below in that darker color is considered sub-Saharan Africa. It's the most food insecure region of the world. In 2010, it was reported that 390 million people were living food insecure. By 2020, those numbers are projected to increase. Sub-Saharan Africa is projected to exceed 500 million out of a total population of roughly a billion of those who are food insecure. So the problem with food insecurity is that it does have some public health consequences. And it impacts well-being of women, children, adults, families, communities, and nations. That right there is one of the typical dishes that's eaten in that area. Usually it's a rice with some kind of sauce with a carbohydrate in it, some kind of meat. So in terms of the consequences of food insecurity, low birth weight babies, it's related to mental health issues. Food insecurity is also associated with diabetes and obesity, behavioral health problems in children, lower response to medications, and it impacts the overall quality of life of people and families. So women as leaders. Women in Africa are traditionally responsible for serving the household meals. Many women are faced with the burden of finding and using strategies to overcome food insecurity. There are some social determinants of food insecurity. And what I found in this study, it was that households in this particular village, and we'll talk about the location of these women, they manage less successfully if they're single mothers with children and lack social networks. Women-led households achieve a better or equal status to that of households led by men if they have a social network of relatives and friends despite limited resources. So what Lemke is saying there is that women-led households, if you have a social network, if you have social support, you do better in overcoming household food insecurity than men. So the aim of this study was to examine the ability of women to overcome household food insecurity and to engage women as leaders in public health by using qualitative methods. So let's talk a little bit about some of the constructs, some of the behavioral theoretical constructs that were used. Social networks and social support. Social networks are described by Glantz as interconnected behavior theories, both of them, social networks and social support. A social network is made up of many people can determine the way and the extent to which problems are solved successfully. Social support, which is considered by Glantz as a function of a social network, helps people to cope with stressful events. The definition used for food insecurity here is that was offered to us by Von Braun in 2008. And he says that food insecurity exists when all people at all times do not have physical, social, and economic access to sufficient, safe, and nutritious food, which meets their dietary needs and food preferences for an active and healthy life. Household level food insecurity is a major global public health problem. The methodology. Okay, the interview guide for this study was based on something that's called the Coping Strategies Index by Maxwell. The Coping Strategies Index is a tool that is developed to capture the nature of a behavioral response to food insecurity, and it's also used for rapid measurement of household food insecurity. For this study, the research question is, what do you do when you don't have enough food, money to buy food for the family? To answer that question, we did ethnographic interviews, we did focus group discussions, informal interviews, and informal observations. And these methodologies were used throughout the research study. I will talk here about the focus group conversations. At the end of each, we conducted six focus group conversations with six different women's associations in this village. And at the end of the conversation, we had collected the strategies that women use to overcome household food insecurity specific to that context. The village that we worked in was called San Origo, and it's located in the northern region of Ghana. Each focus group discussion was taped, it was transcribed verbatim, and then color-coded to obtain common or reoccurring themes. At saturation, and saturation was when women began to repeat the same coping strategies over again. At that time, we used probes to make sure that all of the categories of coping were considered. The responses were placed in one of four categories: dietary change, short-term strategies used to increase household food availability, short-term strategies used to decrease numbers of people to feed, and rationing, or food scarcity strategies. Once the coping strategies were collected, we then presented them back to the women's associations to make sure we didn't leave anything out, that the strategies that we obtained were the strategies that they actually used. They then ranked those strategies on a scale from 1 to 4. 4 being the most severe. The rankings were averaged and a weighted score was assigned. The greater weight was given to the more severe coping strategies. The greater the score, or the greater the level of food insecurity. So if one coping strategy was rated like a 4, it was more severe than another strategy that was rated as a 1. So the folk validation was done with the formative of these coping strategies was conducted by the formative ethnographic research that identified locally appropriate coping strategies. participation and empowerment. So one of the methods that we use was participatory methods. And participatory methods has been defined as systematic inquiry with the collaboration of those affected by the issue being studied for purposes of education and taking action or effecting change. And this is what participatory methods look like. These women were totally engaged in the decision and the conversation in regards to eliciting these coping strategies. And the other thing to note is that we were in their community. So here again, the participatory concepts of that were used here were collaboration and partnership. We wanted to make sure that we increased awareness and knowledge, while at the same time, women actually interacted with the study. The empowerment methods that were used, Zimmerman explains empowerment as something that links individual strengths and competencies, natural helping systems, proactive behaviors to social policy and social change. A focus on identifying capabilities and exploring environmental influences of social problems. What it looks like here, this is the actual process of ranking. One of the things that happened in this community is the women didn't understand, or it was very difficult to get them to understand the concept of greater than, you know, less than, that kind of thing. So we had to use articles, and on the table you see the articles that goes from 1 to 4, with the smaller one being 1, and we used that technique to help them to rank the severity of the coping strategies. So the empowerment concepts that were used were education, participation, and community capacity. And once again, here again, increasing awareness and knowledge was really important for us because we wanted to leave the village with something more than just taking. So, but the other thing in that is that not just the women were educated, the researchers were educated. So it was a two-way process. Participation, interacting with the study, engaging community to participate, the community voice. And the focus group acted as that tool to engage the participation. And then community capacity. We wanted to share power. And of course, we know that this is a public health ethic. So sharing power in terms of the women's voices being heard and the women making decisions in terms of what are those coping strategies and how severe they are, as opposed to myself going in and doing that. So the context-specific coping strategies. First, these are the names of the women's groups, the women's associations that we were able to engage in this process. And we counted the number of people that were actually a part of the conversation. But very interesting here is that many of the women's groups, they come together for reasons that are mostly around helping each other to cope with daily life expenses. Except for the one on the bottom, where, well, they all have an economic component, but this number 5 is a women's group that comes together to help women that don't have money to organize births, funerals, and weddings, which are very expensive there. So a total of 86 women were involved. The participatory strategy results start here, where we actually did a formative research project with the Ministry of Health in Ghana, and we examined health disparities, and which led to the selection of the population in the northern region, because we found that the biggest disparities were regional. Many of the biggest disparity was regional. So that led to the reason for selecting the northern region. Then the University of Development Studies, the Ghana Ministry of Health, a variety of community organizations in Tallahassee, Florida, and Savannah, Georgia, helped in terms of being a part of this study. We blogged, we had news articles, we did presentations all over the country. And the mayor's office, and the mayor was involved and engaged and wrote letters to the leaders in Ghana. We also had input from women's associations in this country as well as women's associations in Africa, in Ghana, in Santo Rigo, as well as in other villages in the close surrounding Santo Rigo. So the participatory strategy results, one of the things that is very important, in particularly to this village, was how you enter and how you exit. So we wanted to make sure we had the blessing of all the leaders. And this is a picture here of the Paramount Chief just after he gave us permission to do this study. And then also we wanted to make sure the collaboration was, you know, collaboration was in effect. And this picture here is meeting with one of the women's associations. Empowerment strategies. Education, participation, community capacity. In education, this picture here is a picture of something that's called Dawa Dawa. And when you see a family, a woman cooking this, according to the women in this village, you know that that family is struggling for food. They can prepare it and make it look really, really beautiful, but this is something that you actually go into the woods, into the bush to collect, to cook for your food, your meal. So the education was reciprocal. It went both ways. We talked, I learned as well as the women learned. Participation, this is a council of elders here, and they were a part of this whole study in terms of granting permission to study and granting their blessings. And then community capacity, the women described how they cope with food insecurity. And they work together to do that. Key elements, now we're talking about qualitative methods, focus groups, empowerment strategy, and participatory strategy. So key elements, according to Provost and Hagman, the key elements of participatory research lies not in the methods, but in the attitudes of the researchers. Really important, because it's very easy to make decisions for somebody else. And we have to be really careful in participatory processes that we involve and include everyone. Actions, activities, or structures can be empowering, and the outcome of such processes result in a level of being empowered. That's speaking to empowerment. And I'll just close with, I see that my time is winding down, so some of the comments of the women. Women as leaders in public health when preparing alternative foods. One of the associations called the Paxson Group said that there is wasa wasa when you don't have enough food. And so I asked, what is wasa wasa? And they said it's peeling from the yam. When you dry it, you keep it very nicely. Whenever you don't have anything to take in the family, you can take the peels from that yam. And then perceiving partnership collaboration as powerful. And this is from the Suhidu group. And they said, we do everything collectively. If somebody from the group is having an occasion, maybe a funeral, we will contribute some little money, gather it, give it to the fellow or something. This is a list of the coping strategies that the women in this village came up in the rankings. And you can see in the severity rankings, you can see that they don't have a 4 because they felt that none of these coping strategies reached that level. But they did rank them from 1 to 3. So and you can see the categories, dietary change, short-term strategies, and rationing of food scarcity strategies. So in conclusion, qualitative participatory empowerment methods of examining household food insecurity were useful in engaging women as leaders in public health and effective in development. It also was effective in developing global relationships. And you saw the illustration of all of the relationships that came about as a result of this project. And then focus group conversations were useful in examining social, cultural determinants of overcoming household food insecurity. And then finally, support for action that responds to the immediate need to ensure food-secure households, including education and gender equality. One of the things that we found is that of the, when we, in the quantitative part of this study, we sampled 241 households in this village, and 81% of those women had no education. So that's one of the reasons for supportive policy towards educating women. The other thing I think we mentioned earlier is that this group, the Dagomba people of San Origo, they are farmers. And so the men farm the cash crops, the women farm the gardening. So the men actually are making a lot of the money. And so because of the ownership of land and that kind of thing, and it's very difficult for women to own land in this particular village. So supportive policies that actually ensure gender equality are important here. And then also responsive policies and programs that support expanded collaboration and education and promotion of women as leaders. These women were able to come up with this whole listing of context-specific coping strategies and rank them in terms of severity. So that was useful in measuring the household food insecurity level in that village. So women as leaders in public health research is needed. And then finally, informed decision-making, productive resource allocation and social policy development, and short-term assessment to help communities monitor their food insecurity levels and to plan and evaluate responses. These are some references. And that's it.